an interesting conference. It's a small Model UN. There are about 250, 300 students who attend it from literally around the world. The first full day, they spend, I believe, at least a half of day going over the rules by which debates are carried out and explaining, you know, kind of parliamentary procedure and so on and so on. And because you mostly have councils that have about 40 students in it, and it's a nice size. Everyone's representing a different country, but then the staff controls the debate, and you know, there's a lot of, you know, you're given a certain amount of time, usually 45 seconds to speak. Then, you know, for the rest of that day, every morning there are basically 2.5 hours of sessions. Every afternoon, probably 3 hours of sessions. And this goes on pretty much the rest of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I think, for half a day, and then Friday and Saturday. What's good about the sessions is that, one, they're very well structured, and they move along, and everybody gets to participate there. But there you get the perspectives of different countries. Students are supposed to role play the government of their country. So, you know, if it's an anti-Western country, you have to play that role. Even if you're American, you have to play the anti-American role, which makes it a lot of fun. And you know, nobody represents their own country. The other thing that they do during the week is, and this is the second great thing about it, is that their students from, you know, last year they were from throughout Europe, including the former, you know, Soviet Union, the Russia and the other post-Soviet Union states, students from Africa, students from the Middle East, and students from East Asia, as well as Latin America. The interesting thing was that the WVU students were the only American students there, which really made it neat. What's great is that, and this is a key point, in the evening, there are social activities. And that's where you get to meet people from different countries. There's one night where everybody kind of does a skit or something for their particular country. And in fact, last year was funny, they sang Country Road. And there's another night where they go to a beach that's nearby and have a big beach party. And then there's Orange Night, which, you know, it's a Dutch color and national color. And but what, that's the other thing we really like about this, is that you're going to a conference where you're really going to meet people from other countries. Speaking a little bit biased as director of the International Studies Program, I think international experiences are crucial to someone who's going to claim to have expertise in international affairs. And if this gets students motivated to acquire to pursue foreign study and have international experiences, then that's for the good of the program, it's good for the students. I think there are two key things. One is they get a well-structured academic experience, something that is educational, something that is intellectual. And I think it's a very credible one, namely participating in this Model UN, learning the complexity of international issues, learning the perspectives that different countries have, and learning something about how international organizations act. So they learned something there, and it's a far more interesting way to do it than reading a book. And the second thing is they get to meet people, fellow students, from literally around the world. Our reaction last year was that it was excellent. I observed a lot of those sessions, but the students who went participated, and they thought the sessions were very high quality. And I was really impressed at how well organized and how well structured it was. But at the same time, an individual could prepare 2 or 3 weeks in advance using materials from the Tyman website and still go there fully capable of engaging in debate and in the various United Nations sessions. Okay. This year, and this is what we originally wanted to do, the idea was we wanted a well-structured conference that would enable us to send students very early on in their college career, sort of as a first international experience, something well structured and something where they would come in contact with students outside of North America, really, or certainly US and Canada, and also get a taste for studying abroad, doing something abroad, which is something we ultimately want to promote. So this year is the first year we've really done it with the students that are early on in their college career. It's all part of trying to promote the idea among students that they can do study abroad and do international things during their 4 years. It's wonderfully structured. I was so impressed. That's part of the neat thing of the councils, is that everybody's role-playing, and so you learn a lot about the perspectives of other countries.